This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
I'm saying that Abe Lincoln could dunk James Madison.
Yes. Oh, okay. That's what you're telling me.
Tell everybody in America, what's the name of that song?
It's a Hokey Pokey.
You're exactly right.
A Hokey Pokey.
From Flatwoods, Kentucky. Garbanzo beans.
Oh, that makes me want to have some garbanzo beans. Otherwise known as, we'll just wait for another Trivia Friday someday. That'll be a Trivia Friday question. Ed Vitagliano sitting in for Tim Wildman, who is, as we speak, on his way back from the Washington, D.C. area. Joined in studio by J.J. Jasper and Walker Wildman. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. I will take the blame for telling our folks that my dad, Tim, would be back here today. He's traveling back today.
Yes.
But he will be back in the studio on Monday.
Well, I'm sure there are a lot of disappointed people,
there
Walker,
are.
But you're just going to have to live with that.
That's right. And they're going to have to live with me for the next hour and a half.
You're going to have to live with the disappointment that you bestowed upon them all week. We promised Tim Wildman would be here.
Hey, we got bad news, but we have good news. The bad news, Tim Wildman's not here. The good news, we have something brand new to offer our listeners. Walker can tell you about that.
Yeah, that's right. For the past few months, if not years, our year, people have been calling saying, where are the Trivia Friday t-shirts? And, of course, we sold out of those. Well, we have a new design here. If you can see this, we have a new design of the Trivia Friday t-shirts here with everybody's face but mine, and that's fine. Because after all,
but you're not bitter.
I'm not bitter. I'm a fill-in. So we have Ed here, my dad, Tim, in the middle, and then JJ on the right. Or if you're wearing the shirt, it's on the left side. So these are our new Trivia Friday t-shirts. You can get them at afastore.net, afastore.net. And next week, all the hosts, the original professors, will be wearing the t-shirts.
That's right. We were going to do it today, but since Tim is not here to model the t-shirt, we decided we weren't because he's the supermodel.
He's the supermodel.
He's the supermodel, so we'll wait until next week, and we're going to be promoting these and encouraging people to buy them for weeks. So who knows? The week after, we may have dogs wearing them. You know, I don't know. There's no telling what we might do. But anyway, so folks can get the new Trivia Friday t-shirt. JJ will be over your heart.
That's right.
Oh, there you go.
Because JJ will be over your heart.
Yeah.
But I like how they got a good look.
They make us all look really young.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I like
And they got the blue, the light blue, so it's a male-centered shirt, so we're a little biased there.
I look younger because my hair is all black, okay? But I'm not really digging the nose. Is this an Italian slur here? I got the big ski slope nose.
Yeah, it's pointed.
Robert De Niro.
And then
thing.
My dad says, man, I have a big nose. And that's
see,
true in this, too.
Yeah, well, I think I know who drew these.
Yeah.
So I'll have to have a word with that particular individual.
Hey, so we encourage you to check out the brand new design Trivia Friday Learning University t-shirt. But I want to make note that today is the very first day of fall.
Yes.
So happy fall, y'all. And yesterday I saw where a pizza place in New Jersey, they're offering pumpkin spice pizza. And so I lamented a little bit on the air yesterday.
I heard you.
Yeah, I continued that today. And we've gone too far with the pumpkin spice stuff, people. Candles and coffee are okay, but we don't need pumpkin spice flu shots. We don't need pumpkin spice deodorant. We don't need pumpkin spice toothpaste. So enough is enough on that.
So it was a pumpkin spice pizza?
Yeah, that's legit in New Jersey.
Well, that might be some pumpkin spice deodorant or something.
I mentioned this on the air yesterday, and an AFR listener, Chris, went over to JJ Jasper Official on Facebook, showed a picture of a mechanic place, and it said car, truck mechanics, towing, all this. And then it said, now offering for a limited time, pumpkin spice oil changes. And then there was ... just kidding, with an exclamation mark.
Well, I was teasing you this morning, and I know you didn't ask me to do this, but you and your family are opening up a new business coming up in the weeks ahead here in Tupelo, Why don't you tell them about that? But I, because it has to do with home decor and all those kind of things.
Right.
But I said, I'm not going unless you have something with pumpkin,
pumpkin spice. Hey, thank you for that. My wife, Melanie, and our daughters, I've got five daughters, so I don't know if it's a state law that you have to open a boutique. It's probably an unwritten rule somewhere. But Melanie and my daughters are opening a boutique, and they're offering women's apparel, candles, pillows, art, antiques, just a whole lot of things. And it's in Tupelo, Mississippi, for our listeners in Northeast Mississippi, on Nail Street, and we open October the 3rd, so just a couple of weeks out.
Yeah,
we're so excited about that.
All right, folks.
You know, JJ, you have so many fans across the country that listen to your show. I would not be surprised if you have some shoppers that drive in from out of state.
I hope so.
That's what I was mentioning.
On Facebook, and we're going to get our website up and running soon, but it's Jasper & Company. We had a lot of clever names, but nobody could agree, so we just settled.
Jasper & Company. You were correct. That's not clever. But on the other hand, it makes the point of who owns it.
There you go.
All right. All right, folks, it is Trivia Friday. Most of you know how we play this game. For those of you who do not, let me explain. Each of us three professors, now Walker is an associate professor, but he's working his way towards the professorship.
We will ask a bus driver, but there's no shame in that.
That's right. He drives the volleyball team to its matches.
Whatever pays.
Yeah. So we each ask three questions. That is a total of, nine questions. And we invite you to call in and answer one of those questions. Ask us one. Answer and ask is what we like. We don't always get that. The number to call, if you want to do that, is 888-589-8840. That number again, 888, and as Tim always says, if you can't remember those first three numbers, we can't help you. 888-589-8840. Our only rule is that if you have called and gotten on the program in the last 4 weeks, please do not call again. We try to get as many people, new callers, but also people who are trying. We try to get as many of those on the program as possible. Now, Walker, one of these nine questions is a mystery question. What does that mean?
Well, that means that when you get it correct, you will hear this sound. And along with that sound, you will receive, which I do not have in studio, this is my fault, you will receive an AFR coffee mug, stainless steel, indestructible.
Travel mug.
That's right, and it will hold your, it will keep your coffee warm for a total of 15 minutes. No, I'm kidding. You know, the new insulated stainless steel cups, they keep your coffee hot for hours.
Yeah.
So, joking there, but it's a nice stainless steel cup, and
we usually have one in studio because your dad uses it.
That's right.
He doesn't go anywhere around the building without that without that travel mug. He travels all over the
building. Well, and interestingly enough, the preppers, they're offering ramen noodles, this coffee mug, some rice, bottled water, to prepare against crazy fox. Kim Jong-un, you know, that kit there to prepare for doomsday, they include the AFR travel mug.
That's right.
Which I think is apropos.
Well, now, of course, there has been some news that tomorrow is the rapture. So in that case, most of you will not be able to use your travel mug. A few of you who are listening could still use yours during the Great Tribulation.
So,
a little bit of end times humor. What's not to love, right? All right, Walker, we're going to let you go, JJ, and then I'll finish up. Let's give our questions and get this show on the road.
All right, my first question is this. What is someone who shoes a horse called? What is someone who shoes a horse called?
I'll say this, a man's man, first of all.
That's a job right there. Secondly, what item of clothing was named after its Scottish inventor? What item of clothing was named after its Scottish inventor? You don't see a lot of people wearing these nowadays, but at one point they were very popular.
Yeah.
Secondly, what is another word for lexicon? What is another word for lexicon?
Now, that's just your way of getting your wife's name on the show.
I had to do it somehow.
Lexi, so. Your wife's name.
Oh, that's right. Good.
All right,
that's
good.
I drove a lexicon once. Wasn't one of those newer ones. Hey, here's what I've got. First question, what animals live in a lodge? You know, some animals live in the lake or in a cave, a den. What animals live in a lodge? Second question, which actor played weatherman Phil Connors in the movie Groundhog Day? feel like I ought to mention that about 10 more times, that question, but I'll just mention it once more. Which actor played weatherman Phil Connors in the movie Groundhog Day? And then my third question, true or false? President James Garfield was shot by an assassin. The doctors were unable to find and remove the bullet. Alexander Graham Bell attempted unsuccessfully to find the bullet using a metal detector. Is that true or false?
You know, you started off asking the question, and you were kind of trying not to laugh, and I was thinking, what's funny about an assassination? But now I see.
Did Alexander Graham Bell attempt unsuccessfully to find the bullet using a metal detector after President James Garfield was shot by an assassin?
Well, whether Alexander Graham Bell did that or did not, it's certainly something to call home about. See what I did there?
Oh.
All right, here are my three questions. Man, we got to get rolling here. All right, we all know Elvis Presley is called the King of Rock and Roll. That's not his middle name. What is his middle name? Elvis Presley's name. Second question.
Thank you very much.
To what does the word bayou refer? What's a bayou? And third question, in 1952, NoCal was the first diet soda, but what brand name company released the first diet soda after that? All right. Those are our three questions. JJ, let's get on the phone and get some of our listeners on.
We've got Mike from Oklahoma on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, guys. Good to hear you.
Oh, good to hear you. Hey, Mike, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Hello.
Can you still hear us?
Hello. Yeah, I'm still here. Hang on. Yeah, you there?
Yes, sir.
We're here. You have to turn your chimes down. We can hear them in the background.
Hello. Yeah.
Mike, you there?
Hello. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, can you hear us?
Yes, sir, can. Yeah.
Ask, answer, or do both?
Let's do both.
Which one you want to answer?
Okay, let's try that first question of Walker's.
All right. My first question is this. What is someone who shoes a horse called?
That would be a furrier.
That's correct. Good job, Mike.
Farrier. But close enough. There you go.
Hey, you guys, you didn't know that you didn't know this when you were doing the question. I had a farrier, Rick Baggett, stop by our house just yesterday to trim the hooves on our horse and our pony. And I was watching as he had those thick chaps and get kind of almost underneath that over 1,000-pound animal and snatch up that hoof. And I thought, there's a job right there that is amazing to watch. You know, how many times does a farrier get kicked, get stepped on? That just amazes me to see somebody that's good at what they do.
I know Rick and Rick Baggett, and he listens to the show. Listening right now. So,
All right,
good job on that,
Way
Mike.
To start us out, Mike.
You have a question for us?
Yeah, okay, here's my question. What single event disaster in the United States history took the most number of lives?
All right. Let us talk amongst ourselves, Mike. Don't say yes or no. All right.
Did you say natural?
Natural disaster.
Okay.
What single event, natural disaster, took the most lives?
Now, interestingly, Mike, little known fact, there was a battle in the world that took out 25% of the population of the world. But enough about Cain and Abel. You're wanting to know.
Civil War.
Well, you said natural disaster, right? So you're talking earthquake.
No, you can count any disaster, whatever, any.
Oh, even including war?
Yes.
And you say the United States or in the world?
The United States.
Oh, United States, because I was thinking Nagasaki and Hiroshima.
No. Okay,
United States. You got 9/11. You've got
But it's going to be a civil war. It's going to be a civil war battle where maybe Antietam or something, where they lost tens of thousands.
How many in Gettysburg?
I don't know. I don't think that was. I don't think that was the most. I'm gonna say it's probably gonna be like Antietam or Fredericksburg or something like that.
Which
I'm
one?
Go with Ed on.
Yeah.
We'll say Antietam. I think that. How about Antietam, Mike? Civil War battle.
No, actually, it was a hurricane.
A hurricane?
The 1900 hurricane of Galveston.
Mm.
It took between 6 and 12,000 lives. Hurricane.
Oh, goodness.
Okay, so that's more than the Civil War battles?
Well, that's separate event. I mean, the battles would be separate events. I was thinking one, just one event.
All right. Well, that's still 6 to 12,000 lives. I mean, that is horrific.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, thank you so much for calling in. Okay.
Hey, and I know we're having a lot of fun, but Mike, just to piggyback on what he said, let's pray for the folks in Puerto Rico and continue to pray for people in Houston, Louisiana, Florida, with all of these hurricanes. Boy, there's some people's lives that are completely turned upside down.
Yeah, Puerto Rico got flattened. I'll tell you what.
Again.
Yeah, again. Let's remember as we come to the end of the break, JJ, let's have you say a prayer for it.
So, thank you.
All right, let's go back to the phones, and we go to Alabama, and Jacob is on the line. Jacob, welcome to Trivia Friday.
How are you?
Hey, we're doing great. Jacob, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I think I'm going to do both. I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, wonderful. Wow. Great. All right, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'm gonna do both.
Okay.
I wanted to try to answer that question about the kit, the Irish garment or whatever.
Yes.
Okay, here it is.
That's my question. Man, maybe my questions were too easy. Everybody's answering them. No, I'm joking, Jacob.
No, those were good ones.
Here's my question. What item of clothing was named after its Scottish inventor?
I'm going to say the kilt.
Well, that's not what I have. That may be another name for it, but that's not what I have, unfortunately.
Okay. All right.
Do you have a question for us, Jacob?
Yeah. Who was Solomon's first wife? And what country did she come from?
Solomon's first wife. You guys have an idea?
It was a king, I think like a king of Egypt or somebody
gave
his daughter to try to build the alliance there. Hmm. But I don't remember her name.
All right,
they called her Bubbles. But that's not really going to help us as far as the original name.
So Saul was a Bubbles. Get me something to eat. All right, Jacob, we have the answer. Bubbles from Egypt.
You're not really Bubbles, but I think it's Bubbles. I think it was like, I think it's either First Chronicles 8:11 or Second Chronicles 8:11, and she was Pharaoh's daughter.
Pharaoh's daughter. Do you remember her name?
I'm going to try to get to it right here. I think it was 8:11.
Well, that's
Second Chronicles 8:11.
Okay, and what was her name?
I'm almost to it now.
Okay, Jacob. I know you're a first time caller,
that's okay.
But the way this works is like when you ask us a question, you usually have the answer already. Because how do you know, Jacob, that Bubbles isn't correct?
He knew. He was just reading it. Are you there, Jacob?
Okay, I'll tell you what her name was. So Solomon brought up the daughter of Pharaoh out of the city of David into the house that he had built for her. And it doesn't actually say her name.
Okay.
But I know it's Pharaoh's daughter.
There you go.
Gotcha.
Hey,
right.
Thanks, buddy. Have a great weekend.
Yeah,
thanks for
Jacob.
Listening.
And thanks for thanks for coming and taking the time to call, Jacob. We appreciate it. Okay. All right. We go back to the phones. Who do we get next, JJ?
Dave from Virginia. Hello, Dave.
Good morning, brothers. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir.
We can.
Hey, ask, answer.
Okay, I will... with your kind permission, I will answer one of your questions and ask one.
Okay. Which one do you want to try to answer?
Okay. I'm going to go for Don Vitigliano's question number 7, Elvis Presley's middle name.
Okay. What Don Vitigliano? Oh, thank you. What is Elvis Presley's middle name, Dave?
If I recall correctly, it is Aaron.
It is Aaron.
Hey.
That's right.
Nice done. And Elvis had a twin. His twin passed away.
Oh, is that right?
Right.
Okay. I'm still trying to keep it together after your Bubbles line, because that's Don't think of those kind of names in the Old Testament.
No.
Bubbles. So,
all right, Dave, what's your question for us?
Okay, I have a two-part question for you, and I'll quickly run through them. One is refers to a woman, and one refers to a man. In the early days of airline travel, what did a woman have to be before she could become an airline stewardess? That's part one. Part two is, in the 1100s, what did a man have to be before he could become a Templar knight?
Number one, they had to be a nurse. And I'm pretty sure about this. It seems like I've read that somewhere. Would you guys have any guess?
I was thinking it might have something to do with height, but that actually your answer has to do with it sounds like it answers his question more directly.
They did have to have a weight limit. But I'm almost sure I read about
I'm going to go with that because you're the flying guy.
Let's go with
So
Jesse.
We're going to say for the stewardess, they had to be a nurse. Now, what about
Is
the knights?
Is that right? Do we get half of it, Dave?
Yes, you are correct. Awesome.
All right, good. And let's see, Knights Templar, what did they have to be? How about a priest?
I'll give you a correct on that. He had to be an ordained monk.
Okay.
Wow.
Ordained monk.
Yeah.
All right. So we got both questions right. Let's give we give ourselves a hand.
What are you going to send us, Dave?
I'm going to give you a little addendum to Walker's number one question, the Ferrier. This is a little interesting historical point. The last surviving soldier in the Civil War died in 1959. His name was Walter Williams. He was a Ferrier in the Texas Cavalry, I think probably the 4th Texas Cavalry. But the last survivor of the Civil War was a Confederate Ferrier for a cavalry unit, Walter Williams.
That is very interesting. Thank you for that, Dave. And a thing about that fella that people don't know, he was also a very compassionate man because every time when he would approach the horse, the first thing he would say is, "Why such a long face?"
Oh, man. Thanks. Thanks, Dave. I'm going to go ride my horse Bubbles after this. All right, listen, we're coming up. We said we would. JJ, would you just lead our listeners in prayer before we take the first break?
And not to have whiplash after all that nonsense, but let's knit our hearts together and do go in prayer and ask for those people, our friends and neighbors in those faraway places. Lord God, we want to thank you that you're there helping people in the Houston area and Louisiana and in Florida. And even though we're dry and have electricity on, most of us, and we're going about our normal life, there's so many that are suffering. They've lost life. They've lost their property. Those in Puerto Rico without power for maybe months. And Lord, please be there. Reveal yourself to those people. Bring practical help. But we just cry out in the name of Jesus for you to be with those that have been in the path of these hurricanes. You know exactly where they are, what they're facing, and you know how to minister to them, to just show them strength and mercy and grace. And God, do that in some way, somehow glorify yourself in this and draw people to you is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, thank you, JJ. Well, folks, when we come back, we will return to our regular programming, but please remember to pray throughout the day and this weekend for those who are suffering.
Yes.
And that's the way we've kind of gauged problems at our house is, you know, something happens, we say, well, listen, at least it's not like in Houston, you know, where people's houses are flooded.
Everything
puts
underwater.
Everything in perspective.
And Puerto Rico, without power for a month?
Yeah,
can you imagine?
About maybe months, plural.
No AC. You say, well, I'll go to the refrigerator. Oh, can't do that. Well, let me turn on the light. Oh, can't do that either. And their whole lives are turned upside down.
Right. All right, folks, we are going to take a short break. You are listening to American Family Radio. This is Trivia Friday. When we come back, we will reset our questions and get back to the phones. Ed Vitagliano, J.J. Jasper, Walker Wildman, your hosts, will be back in a flash. Don't go away.
on the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. And you can watch the show there every day, or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook.
Peace. Be still. Why are you so afraid?
Our nation is in the throes of an especially treacherous hurricane season. The magnitude of devastation is heartbreaking. But with heartbreak comes hope. Faithful believers are going in after the storms to help survivors.
We have seen the hand of God, which no man can control.
Disasters bring an opportunity for you and I to show Jesus.
Whether hurricanes, disease, financial ruin, or even loss of life, God is faithful through the storm. Even the wind and the waves obey Him. As He is faithful, may we continue to be faithful to share God's love. A reminder from the American Family Association.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next. Liberty University is preparing students to enter a competitive job market. They have a low student-to-professor ratio, a caring Christian faculty, and more than 550 programs of study, ranging from undergraduate certificates to doctoral degrees. As the largest Christian university in the world, Liberty continues to establish itself as both a leading liberal arts university and an institution dedicated to the Christian faith. Learn more at liberty.edu. That's liberty.edu. Boys and girls at Sauk Elementary School in Mesa, Arizona got quite a surprise the other day. Their teacher made them recite a gender-neutral version of the Declaration of Independence. The teacher crossed out the words man and made the kids say human instead. You can see the altered version of the Declaration on toddstarnes.com. Parent Elizabeth Valancourt tells ABC 15 News she was outraged by the teacher's actions.
I was hurt. I was mortified. I was disturbed at the fact that somebody is changing historical documents, and nobody has the right to change our historical documents. You teach what's written. You don't get to rewrite it and teach it how you feel you believe.
School leaders later admitted the teacher should not have modified the Declaration of Independence and should not have shared her political beliefs with students. Folks, this is what it looks like when teachers turn their classrooms into liberal indoctrination centers. I'm Todd Starnes.
Well, I'll tell you, you just can't have too much harmonica in your theme song. That's Rockford Files, and I actually do like that theme song. It's snappy. I like things that are snappy, but man, that harmonica, buddy, that's a load right there.
I watched the Rockford Files. That was a good show.
Yeah,
as much as I can remember.
Yeah, man. Well, I always tell my wife Bubbles. That listen, I'm going to laugh about that all day.
I'm not going to let that go.
No, Bubbles.
Hey, there's a story to that. I was calling a guy one time, just a big old hairy leg construction worker. So I'm getting him on the phone, and my friend Greg, who's over my shoulder, as the phone's ringing, I forget what the guy's first name is.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, oh, now what was this guy's name that I'm calling?
Yeah.
And he said, with just deadpan, he said, oh, his name is Steve, but everybody calls him Bubbles. And I thought, wow, that's weird. But, if everybody calls him that, and when I'm just about to say, hey, Bubbles,
I
look out of the corner of my eye and I see my friend's shoulders shaking. I'm like, oh, that was a close call right there.
Yeah.
And that stuck with me, and I remembered. I thought, that just sounds so crazy.
Have you
random.
Ever called someone and forgotten why you're calling them or who you're calling?
Yes.
You ever done that?
Are you kidding me? I go in the kitchen, can't remember why I went in there.
Well, I've actually done that before where I've called someone and I've forgotten who I've called.
Sure.
And I've had, they answered, I have to go. I'm sorry, but who is this?
And that's why you're getting those discounts for coffee and stuff.
That's right. All right, it is Trivia Friday. We're going to reset our questions. Walker, JJ, and Ed will go in that order.
All right. What item of clothing was named after its Scottish inventor?
Oh, those are the bagpipe house shoes.
Hey,
everybody knows
I can't say. I can't confirm nor deny. Secondly, what is another word for lexicon? And yes, I tied in my wife's name there. My wife's name is Lexi. Last question. This is new here. Who invented the rabies vaccination? Who is responsible for inventing the rabies vaccination?
Good questions. Yep. Here's what I've got. What animals live in a lodge? Second question. Which actor played weatherman Phil Connors in the movie Groundhog Day? Who was that lead actor in the movie Groundhog Day? Third question, true or false? President James Garfield was shot by an assassin. The doctors were unable to find and remove the bullet, but Alexander Graham Bell attempted to find the bullet using a metal detector. Is that true or false?
Okay. All right, here are my three questions. First, to what does the word bayou refer? I was in Louisiana on AFA business last weekend. We spoke at a couple of events, and every few miles you're driving and you see the word bayou. What does the word mean? So we should have Louisiana callers who should come in and answer that. Second question, in 1952, NoCal was the first diet soda, but what brand name company released the first diet soda after that? And I'm going to add a question since I've had one answered. In what sport might you see a 7-10 split? All right, we'll go back to the phones. We go to Virginia, and Robert is on the line. Robert, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. Thank you. Glad to be on here.
Well, you are sure welcome. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to do both, please.
All right, which question do you want to answer?
I'm going to do the one about Groundhog Day.
Okay, Robert.
This is a good one.
Which actor played weatherman Phil Connors in the popular movie Groundhog Day?
That would be Phil Murray.
Yes, sir.
Phil Murray.
Good job.
Nice. Hey, did you? That was a funny movie.
I was a truck driver, and I went to this town and went in the restaurant and saw all these posters up, and I asked the person what was the case. And it was the town that was filmed in.
Wow.
And that's up in Illinois.
No kidding. Hey, that's a good bit of trivia.
Yeah. Okay, so they filmed that in Illinois. All right, that's interesting.
Yes.
Do you remember the town?
No, I can't. I have to call you back and tell you the town. I'm out right now and just can't remember the town number.
That's good. Listen, that it's in Illinois. Yeah. That'd be easy to Google. Hey, Robert, do you have a question for us?
Yeah, I'm going to ask you a good one here. What percentage of the funds that the Red Cross receive actually go to victims?
Oh, man, I don't know. I know there was some controversy here. I think when when Hurricane Harvey hit Houston, there was some controversy. But I don't actually know, so I don't.
I'm going to guess.
I'm going
to guess 40%.
Okay. I'll go with JJ.
All right, we're going to go with JJ.
That's purely a guess.
40%.
Oh, sorry, you're wrong. 6%.
6%.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, are you sure that are you sure about that?
Did you research that?
That was factual. I got that information over Fox Radio.
Okay,
really?
Wow,
you know,
6%.
Hence the controversy and the outrage that we've been seeing.
Yeah, it's just pitiful. I mean, we thought there was a case where a lady had a transmission problem getting to the hospital. She asked the Red Cross, and they replaced it. Then later on, her husband, who was in Afghanistan, they applied to the Army that he pay that amount back.
Hmm.
So they don't really donate a whole lot.
Okay.
Hey, Robert, thank you for listening to AFR there in Virginia. You be careful out on the road as a trucker, and you have a great weekend.
Thank you, sir. Y'all do the same. God bless you.
All right. Thank you. All right, JJ, where do we go next? Who's our next
caller? Lee in Arkansas. Hi, Lee.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Hey, Lee, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, I'm going to attempt to do both today.
Which one do you feel confident about?
Well, I'm going to try yours, JJ. I'm going to try the lodge.
All right. What animal lives in a lodge?
I believe that's going to be a beaver and muskrat.
Beaver.
Wow.
That's right.
Okay.
That's what I've got. Beaver.
I was actually going to. I didn't want to say it because I didn't know if it was true or not. I didn't want to give away the answer. I was going to say, just joking around, Moose Lodge, because you see the guys always belong to the Moose Lodge or something.
That's right.
But I thought, well maybe sure they actually do.
Well, I wasn't sure because we call them huts here.
Oh.
Beaver huts.
Beaver huts. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, hey. That's what we call them.
Yeah, you got it. Hey, Lee, what's your question for us?
Okay, I'm going to throw a Gilligan's Island one out at you.
Okay.
Y'all been doing some Gilligan Island trivia the last couple of weeks, so I got a good one for you.
Okay.
What group and or person sang the theme song of Gilligan's Island? Everybody knows it. Everybody can sing it, but who is the one who you hear on the TV show?
It was Bob Dylan. But it was a day that his voice was really strong, and that's why a lot of people don't know it, because it's not real slurred and gravelly. But it was Bob Dylan on a really good day. No, I'm just joking.
Yeah, we're just kidding. Do you guys know? Now Tim would probably know this because he knows all about music.
Yeah, along with being a supermodel.
Yes.
He knows
right.
some Gilligan's Island trivia. I have no clue.
I don't either. And I know Walker doesn't.
Definitely
we don't even
not.
Have to tease them about barely knowing.
I've watched some Gilligan's Island, but I haven't watched all of it.
And you've regretted it, probably.
Yes, I'm very regretful.
I never cared for it.
Good
all
news,
much.
Bad news.
Yeah.
The bad news is that Walker does not watch and hasn't watched enough Gilligan's Island. Good news, when he calls somebody on the phone, he knows why he called them. And he knows who he's calling. So
that's
kind of that young and old thing going on.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know much about Gilligan's Island, but I know who I call.
And why I dialed, and why I dialed the number. Hey, you're going to have to answer, Lee. Who sang that?
Okay, it was a group called the Wellingtons.
The Wellingtons? Never heard of them.
The Wellingtons. They were a folk group, and here's another little one I could have thrown at you. You can use this sometime later on down the road. They also sang the theme song to Davy Crockett off of the Disney Wow. Hired them.
Really? No way.
Yeah, that's a good claim to fame right
yes,
there.
Yes, sir.
So yeah, Disney hired them to sing the song to Davy Crockett, and then when Sherwood Schwartz was coming up with the Gilligan's Island comedy, it didn't go over. So he thought he needed a better theme song, an opening theme song. So him and a writer came up with the song and got the Wellingtons to sing it.
Wow.
Hey, Lee.
And also, they're in an episode of Gilligan's Island. You remember when the mosquitoes were landed on the island?
The mosquitoes?
Yeah, they were.
I would have thought they would have already been there when they landed.
Well, they came in later because they were supposed to be getting away from all the crowd and relax. That is the Wellingtons. The mosquitoes. In that episode,
you know, that was kind of part of the running joke is that people would land there all the time, and you think, oh, they'll finally get off the island, and then something would happen, and they couldn't. So
yep.
the Wellingtons played the group called the Mosquitoes that were just trying to get away from the busyness of life, and they stopped off to have a vacation. That's interesting.
Hey, Lee,
they were going to an inhabited island to get away from everybody in the hassle of stardom, and when they did, of course, they ran across these seven people, but they were called the Mosquitoes. Well, that was the band, the Wellingtons, that actually sings the theme song to Gilligan's Island.
Oh, that is awesome. So interesting. Lee, you're the reason we have this show. That is some classic trivia.
There are IQs going up all over the country listening to this program right
now.
You
better believe it.
That's right. All right,
well,
Lee.
Mine went up since I've been listening to this program. Mine went up at least 2 points.
There you go.
Okay.
Thank you for your honesty, Lee. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
All right. That's good trivia there.
That was awesome.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right. Let's have one more caller, then we'll reset our questions for the last time this segment. But we go to Tennessee, and Lavetta is on the line. I pronounce your name correctly, Lavetta?
Yes.
All right. Great.
Yes.
Well, welcome to the program. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both, but I'm trying to figure out which answer to give.
It's tough when you know more than one. You got to pick one, though. Which one you want to answer?
The lexicon.
All right, here
all
we go.
All right, that's my question, my second question. What is another word for lexicon, Loretta?
The internet says a book or dictionary.
Yes, that is correct. Dictionary.
All right, nice. Dictionary. Yes. Okay, way to go.
Sorry, I hesitated with book, but yes, dictionary is the correct answer. Good job, Loretta.
Excellent. And we do, Loretta, we do encourage people, if they don't know an answer, look it up, Google
research.
It. Research. We're just trying. We don't care how we make you smarter and better. We just care that you get smarter.
In fact, Loretta, we spent all of our budget on a library here at Learning University, and that is the reason we don't have a rugby team. But we will have in the future, hopefully.
It's priorities, JJ.
Yeah,
it's
we
priorities.
Got volleyball, working on a football and baseball team, but we spent our money on the library. We're real committed to you to research.
And yeah. That and Walker is happy about that because he only has to drive the bus for the volleyball team and not the rugby team.
That's
all right, good job, Loretta. What's your question for us?
In 2 Samuel chapter 3, how many sons did David have born to him in Hebron?
All of them. You guys have any idea?
I just read that the other day, and I can't remember.
Yeah. You got us, Loretta. What's the answer?
Six.
He had six sons while in Hebron. All right. Well, that is an excellent question. You came prepared. We love to see that when our students come to class, and you have improved the knowledge base of all of our listeners. We appreciate that.
A+ today. Thanks for listening.
Hey, I love y'all. I've been wanting to get on for several years. I've been listening to y'all, and I just enjoy it every Saturday, every Friday. I don't miss it.
Thank you.
Hey, so
Loretta, tell your friends about our new Learning University T-shirt, brand new, hot off the press, introducing that today. So you have to check that out over at our website. Walker, where does she go to be able to see that?
For the Trivia Friday shirts, you can go to afastore.net.
afastore.net. You're going to like the look of that. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Y'all too.
All right. Now, it's not just Loretta that we're inviting to see the new T-shirts at afastore.net. For those of you who are watching live on Facebook Live,
there it is,
watch
right
streaming
there.
The show where Walker's holding it up. He's modeling the T-shirt.
Yes.
Not very well. He's just hanging it there.
Yeah,
you know,
there
just
you go.
Wave or something there.
Oh,
you know,
beautiful.
Little,
absolutely beautiful.
Do a Vanna White kind of thing.
Yeah.
So afastore.net, you can take a look at them. You can find out the price sizes. You can order them there. Next Friday, as far as we know, this is our plan. We are going to come in wearing our T-shirts. So that will be a thrill,
this
I'm sure.
This is my imaginary friend right here.
Your imaginary friend.
Didn't really fill out the shirt, but yeah. He's here, I promise.
Yeah. All right, let's go ahead and reset our questions for the last time this segment. We'll start with you, Walker.
All right. What item of clothing was named after its Scottish inventor? Secondly, who invented the rabies vaccination? And lastly, I may butcher this word here, but I'm going to give it a shot. This is a new question. What kind of weapon is a falchion?
Couldn't just spell that for him. So
that is falchion.
A falchion.
Falchion.
All right, good. All right.
Here's what I've got. First question, true or false? Alexander Graham Bell unsuccessfully attempted to find the bullet in President James Garfield using a metal detector. Is that true or false? Second question, a new one. Before Israel split into Israel and Judah, how many kings did Israel have? What were the original kings for Israel? Again, Bible question, before Israel split into Israel and Judah, how many kings did Israel have? Third question, Eureka and Meyer are varieties of what kind of fruit? Eureka and Meyer are varieties of what kind of fruit?
Ah, good questions. All right, here are the three that I've got. To what does the word bayou refer? You live in Louisiana. You've seen the word. What's a bayou? Question number two, in 1952, NoCal was the first diet soda, but what brand name company release the first diet soda after that? And third question, in what sport might you see a 7-10 split? All right, let's go back to the phones. JJ, who do we have coming up?
Let's go to Larry in Louisiana. Hi, Larry.
How are we doing?
Really well. How about you?
I'm okay.
Hey, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Probably ask. I kind of know the answer to two of them, but we can only pick one.
Right. You want which
pick,
one?
Pick the one. Pick the one you're the most confident about, because you got friends and family listening.
Okay. The bowling question.
All right.
I know what was it?
Okay.
In 17 split is bowling.
Yeah. What in what sport might you see a 7-10 split? You say bowling.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Nicely done.
Very good. Very good.
Glad I didn't blurt out boxing.
You can see some splits in boxing, but. Are you a bowler? Do you like bowling, or did you just know that?
No, I haven't really tried, but I got a church member. She's been doing it for years. She said she's going to take me one day. I guess I'll try it one day.
Well, now let me just get a little nosy here, Larry. Is this like, are you single and this is a gal you're interested in or something like that? Or, well, let me, you know, that is nosy, but let me just say before a guy gets taken bowling with a girl, you probably should do it a few times by yourself to get used to it. You do not want to embarrass yourself bowling, okay? Because take it from someone with experience. You throw a few gutter balls or hit someone in the next lane with a ball, that you're just never going to live that down, okay? So you might want to try it out a few times first.
Okay, not now. I'm single, but she's like a 70-year-old grandmama, so, and she's still bold.
Well, let
wow,
me
tell you. All right, she's in shape then.
Let me repeat myself, Larry. You do not want to embarrass yourself in front of a 70-year-old lady who can probably bowl circles around you. You should at least know how to clear the line, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Pete, what's your question for us?
No, it's still Larry.
Larry, what's your question for us?
I was just going to ask one. I didn't have a question.
Oh, you're just going to answer. Okay.
Thanks.
All right.
Yeah, thank you,
Larry. Have a great
weekend.
All right, Larry, hey, have some fun bowling.
Yeah,
it is
good
fun.
Luck.
It is a lot of fun. And they usually have good food there. Sometimes I'll go to the bowling alley just for the hot dogs.
For dinner?
Yeah.
Take the family there for dinner?
Just for the hot dogs and the nachos. That's always...
A few years ago, I told some friends of mine, I said, it occurred to me once bowling that's one of the few places... that nothing has changed in 50 years.
Yeah.
You can close your eyes and hear the rolling and the
yeah,
and the people are wearing the same clothes and the screens are the same, everything. Now they've got a little bit digital, but
yeah,
but just a few years ago, nothing had changed since I was in grade school.
And I'm pretty sure the shoes are exactly the same.
Same shoes.
50 years ago.
And the same menu. Yeah, it's
yeah,
all right there.
No, I'm talking about the actual shoes you put on are 50 years old.
So you can step into a time capsule if you want to go bowling, especially in a small town.
Yeah.
Bowling is the kind of thing where I go, I would never think let's go bowling.
Right.
But when you go and you start doing it, you go, this
yeah,
is fun.
Yeah.
Well, why wouldn't we have done this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you wonder why anybody would not bowl without using those gutter guards.
Yeah.
You know, that just makes it so much better.
That's right.
Zero room for error. The injuries that can be caused without it. It's really good. It's gruesome. This is what it is. All right, we go to Oklahoma. Pete is on the line. Pete, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you, Donovan, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Pete, I like your voice. Kind of a good radio voice.
That's the advantage of being a truck driver myself.
Okay, all right. Well,
breaker, buddy. Ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to try to do both today.
Which one you want to answer?
I think it's Walker's question about the Scottish inventor.
Yes. What item of clothing was named after its Scottish inventor?
A coat named McIntosh.
That is
wow,
correct.
Wow, Pete.
I am impressed.
Pete, I got to tell you, when he asked that question, I was thinking like the first caller. I was thinking, well, maybe it was, Gregory Kilt or something like that. I was thinking Kilt.
Yeah.
But when during the break, he told us the answer, McIntosh, I thought, no, who's going to get that? But you did,
yep,
Pete.
Way to bring it. Hey, and guys, just among us, I'm just curious. How can you tell when a bagpipe is out of tune? I mean, is there any way to really tell? Pete, what's your question for us?
Okay, with all the disasters going on, we're going to go to one that's in the past. In 1906, the San Francisco earthquake, what foreign government contributed the greatest amount of relief for?
Oh, good question. All right, we'll talk amongst ourselves here, so don't say yes or no.
Now, this is knee-jerk. Japan, you know, you've got so many Japanese living in California because it's just right off the coast there. I wonder if it was Japan. But,
well, I was
going to
say Japan or Russia.
What year did Japan attack Pearl Harbor?
That was 1941.
Mid-1900s?
Yeah, this is 1941. Okay. So that's
this was 1906.
Let's give you guys multiple choice if y'all like.
Yeah, give us multiple choice.
And Canada, keep it too.
Russia. Huh?
I'm
no,
joking.
No, go ahead. Canada, Russia.
Luxembourg, China, or Japan?
Oh. Well, listen,
we're going to go.
You want to go with JJ?
We're going to go with JJ, but I'm just going to throw out my second guess. But we'll go with JJ's. My second guess will be China. But our official answer will go with JJ, and you said Japan.
Yeah, all I'm doing is guessing.
All right.
Let the blind lead the blind.
Well, we're gonna go with JJ's guess, and we'll just blame him if he's wrong. We'll say Japan.
Well, JJ's right.
Good job, JJ.
Japan. So. And then it shows you how relationships can go bad when, half a century later, they bomb us at Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
And then half a century after that, we're the best of friends.
Yeah.
So let that be a lesson to you folks. I have no idea what that lesson is, but
the moral. Your friend might bomb you.
What turns around comes around.
There you go. Hey, Pete, have a great weekend. Thanks for listening to AFR.
All right. God bless y'all.
That was an excellent question. I like
that.
That
was a good question. And for Pete and these other truck drivers, we hear from so many, be careful out there on the road. I appreciate how freight is getting moved from here to there. And boy, we owe a debt to truck drivers.
Absolutely. And it's probably since trains, they're still used, but not like they were. Everything's by trucks. And I'll tell you, the thing that's the most amazing to me is when I go into a big city and see 18-wheelers having to maneuver. It's hard for me maneuvering around in a big city with just a car. And these 18-wheelers, they maneuver. They get themselves to where they can drop off their load. And they back
into a narrow
spot
behind the grocery store.
Inches on each side.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's amazing. All right, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We are going to we're not going to have time, I think, for another caller before the break. JJ, do you have anything? We got a minute or so here. You got anything coming up that you want to?
I do. This is out a little ways, but people like to put things on the calendar. Thank you for asking. I'm going to be at the Fishbowl Retreat in Tennessee at the 1st of October speaking, and then the Women's Resource Center in Cleveland, Mississippi. That is taking place at Our Lady of Victory's Catholic Church Parish Hall. That's Tuesday night, October the 10th. Then on Thursday night, October the 12th, I'll be speaking in Manhattan, Kansas.
Okay.
Pregnancy Center there. And that's their 30th anniversary, so a big blowout. And you can go to jjjasper.com and see the calendar. But love meeting our listeners and I certainly appreciate getting to speak at a Pregnancy Center annual fundraisers.
Yeah, so this is cool. You're going to be in like Cleveland and Manhattan, but just the ones you don't normally think of first.
Exactly. Exactly. Hey, I didn't think of that. That's good.
So you put that, you say, listen, I'm going to be in Cleveland and Manhattan, and go to jjjasper.com, check it out, check out a schedule, but also get this guy to your church or your youth group or your meeting, because he is a real blessing to have. All right, we're going to take a 5-minute break for news. And when we come back, we will continue with Trivia Friday right here on the American Family Radio Network.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.